こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題は番組公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。6月からだっけ、ウェブサイトとストアを閉鎖していたんですけれども、この度復活いたしました。セキュリティに関して大幅に刷新したんですけれども、その詳細は新しいサイトのブログだよね。ブログっていう、
うん、
今回新しく作ったセクションに記載しているので、ぜひそちらをご覧いただいて、ストアも新しい商品いろいろと追加しているので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。
よ、
イケてるものが、
so、ウィンド
ブレーカー、いや、あれなんて言うの、グラスビーズ、
うん、
っていうなんか特殊な素材で、こうちょっとねキラキラしてるっていうとなんか変なイメージを与えちゃいそうなんだけど、よくよく見るとね、こう手に取ってよくよく見ると、ああガラスみたいな不思議な素材だよね。
It has a similar properties to lunar soil.
Because of the 月の土に似てる素材。
Yeah, so on the moon there's low gravity, so when there's impacts or volcanic eruptions, the soil solidifies in these little beads. And glass beads have the property of retroreflection. So light goes into the bead and bounces around and comes back out the same direction. So it makes it reflective. We also have the custom t-shirt that you drew.
あ、そうだ、そうそうそう。それ忘れてた。私が描いたデザインの、恐竜アブダクション T シャツっていう。
And you spent a long time on that design, right? Months perfecting.
years and years of no, but ぜひ、
まあ、
これは男女ともにいけるデザインだと思うので、
うん、
ぜひチェックしてみてください。1個目、最新の VR ヘッドセット Oculus Quest 2が販売開始され2週間余りが経ちましたが、今回からヘッドセットを使用するためには Facebook のアカウントが必須となっており、ログインがうまくいかない人が続出し物議を醸しています。 Oculus で遊ぶために新しく Facebook のアカウントを作成したり、数年ぶりに Facebook にログインするなどした結果、突然アカウントが永久凍結され、Oculus が全く使えない事態となってしまった多くのユーザーがネット上で説明を求めています。先週日曜日には Oculus が複数のヘッドセットを一つのアカウントに紐付けると規約違反で凍結されると説明しましたが、後に撤回したほか、Facebook のアンドリュー・ボスワース氏が、人々はヘッドセットを買う前に Facebook アカウントがちゃんと機能しているか確認すべきなどと述べました。事態を受け、もちろんのエンジニアが1万ドルの賞金を掲げて Facebook なしで Oculus を使えるようにするジェールブレイクの方法を募集し、今週月曜日にはその方法がネット上で拡散されました。
It has been just over 2 weeks since the release of the latest VR headset, the Oculus Quest 2.For the Quest 2, Oculus is requiring users register a Facebook account. However, this process has not gone well for many, leading to criticisms of the company. Many users who have either created a Facebook account or revived a Facebook account which had been dormant for many years are demanding an explanation online after discovering that their account had suddenly been permanently banned, rendering the Oculus headset unusable. Last week on Sunday, Oculus issued the following statement.We are aware that a small number of customers are having trouble using Quest 2 with their Facebook accounts, which was followed by a statement made by Facebook's Andrew Bosworth, who said people should continue to make sure their Facebook accounts are in good standing before they buy the headset. A Mozilla engineer has offered a $10,000 prize to anyone who can jailbreak the Oculus to work without a Facebook account, and on Monday, such a jailbreak method was disseminated across the internet.
そう、これ私 ヘッドセット持ってないし買う予定も全くないんだけど、うん、興味を持ってフォローしていて先週も実はこの話を選んでたんだけどマイケルが選んでくれなかったから話さなかったんだけどねあのこれすごい話だなと思ってて、
うん
まあ、3つ多分大きな問題があって1つはその公正取引委員会というか独禁法問題、
うん、
で2つはサポートがちゃんとなってない問題と、まあ、最後は本名問題ってこう3つあると思うんだけど、
うん、
そもそもそのオキュラスのヘッドセットで遊ぶためには絶対に Facebook のアカウント作らなきゃいけないっていうのってさ、
うん、
おかしくないこれ独禁法引っかかってるでしょうと思ってでちょっと調べたら10月6日の時点で会員の小委員会がまあ、これちょっと独禁法に引っかかる可能性がありますっていうのを指摘してるんだよね実際、
うん、
で今2014年に Facebook がオキュラスを買ってで、まあ、最初はもちろんオキュラスのアカウントがあれば遊べたんだけど今回発売分から Facebook のアカウントがないとヘッドセットそのものが使えない状態になってしまってもともと既存のオキュラスで遊んでた人たちも2023年までに Facebook のアカウントを取得しないと持ってるヘッドセットとかゲームが使えなくなりますよっていう話なんだよね。
There has been a trend generally of people being required or at least encouraged to use sort of these central accounts, you know, log in with Facebook, log in with Google, log in with Apple
Yeah.
And these are actually have become the gold standard for the login process in terms of security and account management. And there's some convenience to it as well on the user side.
Yeah, そのいろんなアプリとかサービスで、例えば Gmail でログインする、Facebook でログインするとか何個か選択肢が提示されて、まあ、好きなのを選べるっていうのはあると思うんだけど、今回まあ、同じ会社親元が同じ会社だから、うん、絶対にもう Facebook のアカウント作らないと他に使う方法がない、
うん、
で、まあ、私は日本語と英語しか分かんないから Twitter とかあのフォーラムとかは日本語と英語でしか見てないんだけど日本人の方が言ってる人が多いような気がしてて、まあ、これは別に数えてないから全く分かんないんだけどまあ、日本人で Facebook もともと使ってない人も結構いるし、
うん
まあ、このために新しく作ったらなぜか一瞬で永久凍結されるっていうで、まあ、Facebook のアカウントを消しちゃうと今まで使ってたゲームも全部消えちゃうっていうのが週末報告されていてなので、うん、Facebook のアカウントを強制的に作るだけじゃなくてずっと保持しなくちゃいけないっていうでもう一つ問題やっぱりさっき言ったけどサポートがその誰に話せばいいのかまず分かんないじゃんオキュラスに言えばいいのか Facebook に言えばいいのかで今回 Facebook のアカウントが凍結されてるから、まあ、多くの人は Facebook に問い合わせてるわけだけどそもそも誰か Facebook 側の人間と話せるわけじゃないじゃんお問い合わせフォームから何か送るっていうことはできるけど基本的には無視されてる人が多くてで、まあ、最初の対応としてオキュラス側があの実名と正しい生年月日で作らないとバンされますよみたいな、
うん、
だからゲーム用の偽名とか間違えた生年月日だと凍結されますよだからちゃんと実名でやれよみたいな感じのことを、まあ、最初の反応として出したんだけど、まあ、多くの人はいや実名でやってんだってみたいな実はなんか言われた通りやってるのに凍結してるで使えないんだけどって言っても全然返事が来ないみたいなだからこれ Facebook っていう大大企業だから別に誰もそんなこと言わないけどこれ弱小企業だったら詐欺って言われてもしょうがないというかこの4万円5万円するヘッドセットを買って、
うん
買ってるのにもうすでにお金払ってるのにアカウントを何の理由もちゃんと説明されずに凍結されてもう このヘッドセットが置物と化しているみたいな。
So you, 何これ、もうゴミじゃん。You only own the hardware, right? And you're sort of,
そう。
You have a contract for the software, which can easily be nullified or violated.
そう、だからもちろんこの Facebook の人はさ、いや買う前にちゃんと Facebook のアカウント確認しないのが悪いとでも言いたげな感じで言ってるけど、いや多分そこまで考えずに普通に凍結されるなんて思わずに、オンラインとかでみんな買ってるわけだし、買う前にあなた本当に大丈夫ですかって確認してくれるわけでもなく、これは結構ひどい話だなと思っている。
What about people that were banned for let's say legitimate reasons on Facebook? Like their real account was banned for legitimate reasons, you know, I don't know, they kept posting,
like using fake names?
They kept sharing news that Facebook determined was fake or something.
Right.
You know, they violated over and over. Are those people just locked out of virtual reality forever because of this?
Yeah, so なの.
Like the Facebook infringement doesn't seem related to whether you should be able to use this other product.
そうなの。だからそれもやっぱり独禁法に引っかかってんじゃないかなって私は思ってるけど、だから Facebook が気に食わないことをしちゃうと、この VR も使えなくなるっていう、その仮に Facebook 上でまあディスラプティブなこと、なんか嫌がらせするとか何か悪いことを言うとかしたとしても、それと正直そのヘッドセット使えるか使えないかって本来は関係ない話だから、それが連動してるっていうのはおかしな話だしね。で、あとやっぱり Facebook って実名っていうのをすごく大事にしているので、もちろん実名じゃないと登録できないし、そうするとオキュラスを使ってる時にオキュラスのホーム画面に常に自分の本名が表示されてるらしいんだよね。で、そうするとこう配信機能とかでこう全世界に配信してるときに間違えてホームに戻るボタンを押したりとか不正終了したときに全世界にその本名が見えてしまうっていう、でそれってこう VR の体験としてさ、 VR ってこう自分ではない何者かになってそれを楽しむものじゃん、なのにその一歩間違えたら本名が人に知れ渡っちゃうみたいな、だから何かしらのバグがあったときに本名が普段ゲームの世界でしかやり取りしてない相手に伝わっちゃうんじゃないかみたいな、それってユーザーエクスペリエンスとして結構嫌だなとか。
It's virtual reality and then you have such a ruthless connection to your real identity, you know, that's secured by the virtual reality operator. And there's something gross about it. Like virtual reality is like another dimension of the internet. And there doesn't seem to be much concern about whether that's an open, free place. I think the reason they did this is because there has been a mass exodus from Facebook as a platform, whether in terms of usage or people actually closing their accounts. And they wanted to increase their retention, sort of in this imposing this rule, but there may also be considerations or at least implications for controlling people's behavior in virtual reality. There have been calls for people to be required to use their real identity on various platforms in order to reduce harassment or shit posting in general. And so there could be, I don't know, some sort of law enforcement in virtual reality, which would be Facebook. And it's like, hey, you know, your behavior in this chat room was unacceptable. And we, you know, there, I don't know if there's like real world consequences, like, you know, can you commit a crime in virtual reality? I'm not sure, but I would prefer it was a free, anonymous world that was more detached from, you know, certainly Facebook at least, but reality.
しかもそもそもそこを売りにしてんじゃないのって思うじゃん。 VR を売るときに、 VR の商品を売るときに そのあなたじゃない何者かになれますよっていうことを売りにしてるわけじゃん。なのに自らそれを破壊するっていうのはちょっとどうかなっていう感じで、まあ、
うん、
ゲーム系のサイトとか見るとすごいみんな怒ってるけどね、もちろん。
Well, who wants to go hang out with a bunch of people on Facebook or I guess a bunch of Facebook users, you know? No, yeah. No offense to Facebook users. Generally, I have Facebook, but it's weird to think that everyone in virtual reality has a Facebook.
そうそうそう。そうそうそう。変じゃん、やっぱ。おかしいでしょ。だから、本当私別にさっきも言ったけどヘッドセット買うつもりもないし買ってもないんだけど、なんかこれはすごい引っかかって。だって聞いたことない、こんな、なんて言うんだろう、1個の商品、しかもハードウェアだよ。ハードウェアを買って、買ったんだけど、全く、まあ、親元の会社は一緒とはいえ、全く違う会社の別のサービスに入らないと。で、しかも Facebook って、まあ、アカウント作るのはもちろん無料だけど、そこから先はさ、情報やり取りすることによってお金を儲けてるわけじゃん。だからなんだろう、本当の意味で無料っていうわけじゃないし、なんかそれが勝手に紐付けられて、そのハードウェアを全く使えないってすごい嫌じゃない？
Can you imagine...
いや、っていうか、いいのかこれはと思って。
Can you imagine if Mark Zuckerberg sort of imposed some kind of credit score system like in virtual reality? Like if you're in virtual reality, you're not allowed to say bad things about Zuck. Everyone's just like, oh, Mark is so amazing. We're so grateful to Mark.You know, for letting us live in his world.
だ、なんて言うんだろう、別に悪い意図がなかったとしても、VR の中では匿名で自分じゃない、こう誰にも知られないところでさ、違うキャラクターとして楽しみたいっていう人も結構いると思うんだよね。
うん、
だけどこう、Facebook に実名を握られているっていう。で、さらにもともと使ってた人であれば、自分の交友関係とか家族とか、職場とか全部握られてるわけじゃない？
うん。
なんかそれってそのダメだよね。これは
引
っかかってるでしょう。
Do you think human behavior in virtual reality would be much worse if people could be completely anonymous and not have their account tied to their real name or anything?
Sarah, what was the first question?
I don't even remember.
そうでしょ。
I was just so surprised that you asked me right after.
Sorry, なんか一瞬ちょっと頭がブランクになった。いやなんか誰かが日本語で高額なアイマスクになったみたいな、使えないから、アイマスクとして家に置いてあるみたいな。
Oh, I was asking, do you think that?People's behavior would be much worse.
Ah, right.
If in virtual reality, if you could have, if you were like, you know, crypto, like you were totally perfectly anonymous. There's no way anyone could trace you back or trace your avatar.
でもそれって別にゲームの設定としてさ、そこまですごい何 atrocious というかすごいことできなければいいだけの話というか、それをこうFacebook に見られてるからビクビクして、 I have to do all the right things みたいなのっておかしくない？
You know what Big Brother is, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like from 1984, this idea that there's some entity or some organization,
right?
The man who is watching everything you do.
Fuck the man.
Knows everything you've said. And virtual reality, just due to the nature of what it is, everything, all the information within that virtual reality is tracked, it's accounted for. So there will be a big brother in virtual reality by default. And Zuck he's like God of virtual. He's omnipresent, he's omniscient, he has ultimate power in virtual reality, you know? He can just turn off your account. You're dead. All these people that had their Oculus deactivated, they're actually, they're dead. in virtual reality.
だからダメじゃん。なんだろう、そのゲームの会社が、そのオキュラスがそのゲームで起きていることを把握しているっていうのは分かるけど、その実名とか本当の生年月日とか、
うん、
家族職場自宅とかの情報全部持ってる Facebook がそこまで持ってっちゃダメでしょうね。
When's the last time you did VR?Have you played the Quest? Have you used it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, だって妊娠してからやってないから。
So after all this bashing, I have to say, the Oculus Quest and Quest 2, I haven't tried the Quest 2, but okay. Last week, my brother got the Quest 2, and he had okay. the Oculus Quest, and he gave that one to me.Last week I actually got the Oculus Quest. Funny thing is, it's stuck on his account. There's no way to log out. I looked it up online. They're like, you have to have the phone that it's originally signed up with. And like, I don't know. There's nowhere to log out. So like, I'm using it with my brother's account. So...
Okay, but your brother's Oculus account, right? Because you didn't need
so.
Facebook account then? Okay.
I'm not sure. I could be breaking some rule, like, you know, pretending to be my brother. It's weird. That it's kind of a party device, you know, the headset. It's so much fun if you have a group of people and then you have a screen where you can show what they're seeing. You just take turns, you know, you just hand it to the next person. And I mean, it's hilarious. It's so much fun. You know, so it's weird that you can't easily change the account and there's no flexibility there.
Yeah. So I think people got really confused when they came out and said that it's against the Facebook policy if you, you know, connect the headset, multiple headsets to one account. Because, I mean, you know, there are families who have multiple headsets, I think, with one account. So like,
am I violating that right now? I must be.
No, they actually retracted that statement saying that it was not correct.
Phew.
But I don't really get it. It's been really confusing.
So I almost got banned. If I tried to use my Facebook account, I actually think I would get banned because I'm not using my real name.
It's possible.
It's great.
I don't know.
The virtual reality. The Quest is great because it has no cables.
Right.
It just, you don't have to turn it on and off or anything. You just put it on your head and then it's instantly, it's like it's going. It's like you're in VR. And it remembers it's called a guardian, but you set a guardian, the guardian, which is like a grid that appears in virtual reality to let you know if you're moving too close to like your chest of drawers or something. Because people end up punching their TV and stuff.
Yeah, 今回だからオキラスの方がちょっとかわいそうというか、なんだサポートもオキラスの人が結構ちゃんと返事してるっぽい印象で、Facebook はもう結構無視って感じだから。
Yeah.
でもすごい安くなってるよね。
Yeah, it's
値段も。
I think it's like 5万 or 4万。
そう、容量によっては4万ちょっと切るぐらい、3万台後半とか。すごいどんどん安くなるなと思ったけど。
They're coming out with these omnidirectional treadmills, which make it so you can walk around in one place.
Okay.
And right now, they're still around 10万. But as those get cheaper, and they are getting a lot cheaper, I think people will be able to use VR in like really small apartments and stuff.
Right. でも treadmill は普通の treadmill みたいな感じ？なんか。
No, it's a...
もっとちっちゃいの。
It's like you're in a big bowl and you're wearing soap shoes.
What?
you like walk.
You're in a ball.
You're in like a satellite dish. You're like standing on a satellite dish.
Ah.
And your shoes are slippery.
Ah, so you koto.
And that's how you walk around without moving. And you have this thing attached to like your. You wear like this vest, which is attached to this thing. This.
Okay.
There's like there's like an iPhone stand that you strap yourself to. It's like a giant iPhone stand.
Okay.
And then that swivels around in a circle as you walk on the satellite dish. It's super weird. Hey. I thought it would be like a ball, but that doesn't make sense because it tapers off, right?
Yeah.
So it needs to be this dish, concave dish.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking at the picture now. Ah, okay. I see. あ、だからあれだね。ウエストか胸のあたりに輪っかがあって、飛び出たり転んだりしないようになってる。
The new ones don't have it at the waist. They just have this thing that sort of attaches to your upper back.
Ah, okay.
Which is kind of weird too.
And that's supporting you? So you won't like trip and die?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of holding you over the dish. I've realized that VR is great exercise. It's like really, really good exercise.
Mm.
Especially shooting games like Pistol Whip that make... There's like walls that are going to hit you in the face. Like you're moving forward like on a conveyor belt and you're shooting bad guys and stuff and dodging bullets. There's a lot of dodging, like head movement. So things are flying at your head and you have to like move.
Right.
And then sometimes it's like a wall and you have to like do limbo under it or you can crouch. So you get absolutely destroyed after like an hour of VR. You'll be so sore.
あの、リングフィットアドベンチャーとかもね、すごいみんなダイエットに使って実際痩せてる人とかいるけど。
What's that?
ボートス、あの、スイッチのさ、なんかこういうの持って、リング状のなんかを持って、こうエクササイズするみたいな。でも楽しくできる。
What are you holding? Like a shake weight?
This like, I don't really know. 何なんだろうあれ。なんか輪っかでも楽しいらしいよ。楽しくフィットネスをしましょうみたいなゲームで。
I think this stuff is great for lockdown, you know?
そう、特にね、そうそうそう、外に出れないときにもう運動できますみたいな。OK、次。モントリオール大学の研究で10歳から12歳の間に集中力の欠如や反抗など何らかの問題行動を抱えた3000人の人々を長年にわたりモニターし、幼少期の特性と交際関係のパターンを分析しました。その結果、18歳から35歳の間に交際相手がほぼいなかったグループは幼少期に不安症などの兆候が見られた確率が高くなっており、早めに交際相手ができるものの28歳以降に交際相手がいなくなったグループは幼少期に攻撃性が見られた確率が高くなっていました。チームは今回の結果について、問題を抱えた子どもたちは人生を通してさまざまな困難に直面することが分かっており、問題の早期の発見とサポートが重要であるとしています。
In a study by Montreal University, 3,000 children between 10 and 12 who had issues with concentration or had rebellious tendencies were monitored for many years in order to analyze how characteristics in early childhood may be related to social partnerships later in life. The study found that the majority of people who did not have romantic partners from when they were 18 to 35 years old were more likely to have indications of anxiety during childhood, and people who did not find partners after the age of 28 were more likely to have aggressive tendencies during childhood. I think I missed your last paragraph.
The last part? There. Okay. これはちょっとね、読み方を間違えて変な解釈をするとすごく変なことになるんだけど、まず母数がその何らかの問題を抱えた人っていうふうにまず限定されているので、 例えば30代で全然恋人がいないイコール攻撃性が高いみたいなことでは全くもちろんないし、この研究にもはっきり書いてあったけど、みんながみんな交際すべきみたいな話でも全くない。それは個人の好みとか人生の目標、金銭的状況、仕事の目標とかによって、もうみんなが好きにすればいい。だつまり交際したいと思ってる人と別に全然しなくていいんですけどっていう人がいるからね、
うん、
ただその幼少期の言動、幼少期に抱えてた問題っていうのが直接的間接的に未来の交際関係に影響することがありますよっていう話で、その攻撃性とか不安障害っていうのが大人になっても継続される場合、
うん、
それは直接的な影響があるし、間接的にはまあそういう問題が就職とか年収とか友人関係に影響を与えて、まあ間接的に何交際関係にもまあチャレンジがあるみたいな、
うん、
だそれをこう幼少期にサポートするのは必要ですねみたいな話なんだけど。
So that last part that I had missed is just the team, I guess, concluding that some of the difficulties that people have in childhood can carry through to difficulties in social partnerships later in life, and that understanding that relationship may help us identify these issues earlier on and be able to support these people better.
そう、まあそんな感じ。そう、でも、まあ幼少期のサポート、まあ問題行動がある子どもたちを早いうちにアイデンティファイしてサポートをするっていうのはもちろん大事で、プラスこう成人へのサポートっていうか教育とか社会の風潮とかっていうのもどうにかできる部分はたくさんあると思うよね。その交際が本当はしたいんだけど、なんでかうまくいかないしできない人、それは原因が実際何なのかっていうのもあるし、そもそもいらない人っていうのもいるわけじゃん。それはエイセクションなのか、別にエイセクションじゃないけど全然いらないっていう人もいるじゃん、
うん、
でもそれがこうなんだろう、こう結婚して子供を産んでそれがいいことですみたいな、だからこう乱暴な風にくくられてる感じがする時があるから、例えば私の仲いい子で全然今一人で超ハッピーみたいな子がいるのね、うん、で今パンデミックだから人にも全然会わないし、家にずっといて在宅で仕事して最高みたいなもう人に会わないの最高、彼氏も別にいなくてもいいし結婚もしなくていい、もう今が理想の状態みたいな、でその子も別に自信満々でそんな感じではあるんだけど、その子ですらもなんか自分は結婚したくないっておかしいのかなみたいなこと言ってた時があって、でそれってこう本人はおかしいと思ってないんだよ全然、だけどおかしいんじゃないかと思わされる何らかの要素があってそう思ってるから、そういうなんて社会からの押し付けというかさ、結婚したくないなんておかしいよみたいな、直接的には言われなかったとしても、まあなんか政治家の発言なりメディアなり友達なり家族なり、
I think a lot of people are afraid of the future. You know, what is the future like if you're by yourself? And you know, some people, you know, aren't as anxious about that as other people. And
yeah, そう、しかもやっぱこう交際関係とか結婚子育てがいいものであるかって全然普遍的なものじゃないからね、本当に人によるとしか言いようがないから、その安易に人に勧められるもんでもないっていうか、だけどこう安易に人に押し付けられがちな部分があると思うから。
How do you think this might relate to you personally? Like how did you grow upfeeling about society as a kid, and did that change as you got older?
That's a really broad question, I guess.
It's not that broad.
Like, how did I perceive the society when I was a child? Like, how about you though? 逆に。
Well, that's not fair.
Why? Why okay. is it not fair?
So, well, my particular situation is not like very typical. You know, I felt like an outsider because I'm mixed race. And I also felt like an outsider because I was part of a religion. And then I felt like an outsider because I fell out of that religion. Mm. And it culminated into, I think, a very strong resentment towards society and strong resentment towards, I don't know, reality, God, something. Mm. And it took a lot of work for me to, I guess, forgive the situation.
I see.
I'm not sure that I figured it out, to be honest.
私もでも確かにそこまでじゃないにしろすごい厳しいキリスト教の学校に行ってて自分が全くそこにフィットインしてなくて常にこう自分がすごい悪い子供みたいな風な扱いを受けて別にタバコ吸うとかで全くなくて本当にちょっとスカートが短いとか爪が伸びてるとかだけどすっごい悪い異端児みたいな扱いをずっとされてたから確かにそのでそれはキリスト教と密接に自分の中で結びついてたし、てか学校もそういう風に結びつけてたしだからそういう意味で自分がすごい悪いんだなだから自分がその環境にフィットインしてない別に他の場所に行けばあの全然目立たないし何ともないっていう発想は子供だからないじゃん、だから自分ってすごい悪い子っていうかなんだなって思ってたと思う。なんか本当は違うんだけど、いや全然なんかただ会ってなかったんだな、かわいそうかわいそうだったなって自分で自分に思う。誰もそれを、言葉にして教えてくれなかったし。
How is your relationship or like how do you think about the world? You know, some people we tend to settle on a generalized.Feeling about the world. You know, some people are like, everything's bullshit. Everything's corrupt. Everything that they tell you is a lie. We live in a world that's a lie. Some people feel like everything is just controlled by mega corporations. And there's sort of a futility in the way you feel about the world. And that can have an effect on you. So like when I was in high school, I started...finding out about, you know, I was wondering like what's going on at the top levels of humankind, you know, who's running this thing and what's real. And depending on what conclusions you reach about, you know, what the outer layers of this onion is, it can really color how you...interpret the world and feel about society. Like, are we all rats? Are we all pawns? Are we all stuck in this rat race? You know, like, go to school, get a degree, get a job, you know, retire when you're 65 or whatever it is. And then you sort of just try to, you know, get the Mercedes-Benz or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so there's...
I think for me, 自分はなんか学生の時そういうエクシステンシャルクライシス的な、あの大きい疑問は正直あんまりなかったんだけど逆にセクシズムというか、その高校までずっとだからそのすごい厳しい女子校にいて多分結構前にツイッターに書いたけど自分が関わる男性といえば父親おじいちゃんとかその家族、か学校の先生って言っても本当に一人二人いるかいないかみたいなとその通学中に出会う痴漢とか露出魔とかで同年代の男の子もその文化祭とかでナンパされるみたいな、まあ、下心丸出しの状態しか見てなかったから男性っていうものがなんだろう そのサンプル数が少なすぎて、少ない上その大半がその下心とかセクハラみたいなことで締められてしまってたから、その当時は気づいてなかったけど、自分の中で男性に持つイメージっていうのがすごく、なんだろう、まあネガティブっていうのとも違うんだけど、歪んでいたっていうか、なんかみんなどうせセックスしたいだけじゃんみたいな、そのみんなではないんだけど、自分の中のみんな、自分が出会ったみんなはそうだったから、みんな同じだって思ったし、なんだろう、本当に露出魔とか痴漢とかって意外と本当にいっぱいいるから、だからそれが普通というか、男性ってそういうものなんだって思っちゃってたのね。だから大学生に入って、就職しても結構それを引きずってたというか、やっぱり、大人になってからもこう痴漢されたりレイプされそうになったり、仕事でもそういう性差別みたいなことを受けたことは何回もあるし、なんかどっかでこう男性はみんな同じって思って、もうミサンドリーまでいかないけど、やっぱりなんか嫌いまでだからいかないけど、こう なんとなく嫌だなっていうなんかジェネラライして思っちゃってたのね。
I think most young men are indoctrinated culturally into like this game of, you know, it's the game. How do you have good game with girls? Yeah. And that sort of becomes the primary focus or objective for a lot of people that, or a lot of guys who are in high school or in college that don't feel like they have a real reason to be there. You know, they don't have a real motivating factor to be at school. Like, why am I learning this? They don't, you know, it's not there. So they're there to YOLO, or they're there to, you know, party with the bros.
Yeah. そうね、だから objectify されることが多分多すぎて、なんか同じ人間として見られてないなっていうか、ことがすごいいっぱいあったし、そこにプラスして自分がキャバクラで短期間バイトしたっていうのもあって、絶対それってその状態でキャバクラで働いたらマイナスにしか動かないじゃん。その悪い例のサンプルが自分の中で増えていくだけだから、こう結婚してるのにそこに来てるとか、奥さんが子供を産んだ次の日にそこに来てるとか、なんだろう、わあ、なんかみんなそうなんだってやっぱ思っちゃったし、でもこう大人になって本当にもっといろんな人に出会う上で、あ、全然みんなじゃないなみたいなっていうのが分かったから、そこから抜け出せたし、あ、その一般化してしまってたなっていうの後で気づいたけど、
You know, we accumulate all these, I mean, memories, I guess, but、yeah.Our experiences and how we observed ourselves or behaving in those experiences, in those circumstances, becomes information that reinforces our own perception of who we are.
Yeah.
And so I think in childhood, when something happens to you, we have to ask ourselves the question later in life,You know, what's different now that prevents that from happening to me?
Yeah.
And if you don't have a good answer for that, then you aren't going to feel like you're past whatever that traumatic event is. So, like, I got bullied, and then I did a bunch of martial arts for, like, years and years and years. And now I'm not worried about it. I mean, that's a very simplified version.But
right. There
are a lot of things that you don't even realize why you're doing this thing, but subconsciously you are changing your circumstances to suppress this threat alarm that is going off because of something that happened when you were younger.
なんか難しいよね。その自分が何かをして意識ごと変えられるんだったら、それはもちろん理想なんだけど、例えば今そのセクシズムの話とかでこうやり合ってるのとかを見ると、その女とか男で一般化してすごい嫌悪感を持ってる とか憎悪を抱いてるって、うん、パッと見るとその人が間違ってるし、そんな、ね、何が理由であれ他人を傷つけるっていうのは良くないんだけど、じゃあその背景に何があるのかって考えた時に、例えばだからネット上でこうフェミニストとかやっぱりすごく揶揄されがちじゃない、特に日本だと、まあ、またなんか男嫌いな人たちがなんか言ってるよみたいな。だけど仮にじゃあ男嫌いだったとして、それがなんでそうなったのか、だから男全員がそうじゃない、女全員がそうじゃないっていうのはそうなんだけど、その人本人からすると、例えばサンプル数が私が若かった時みたいに小さければ、その人にとってはそれが真実なわけじゃない。でそれって外野がそうじゃないし、まあ、そうじゃないよって優しく言ってあげればまだ聞けるかもしれないけどさ、その何言ってんだみたいな、なんか like shut up bitch みたいな感じで言っても何もならないから難しいなと思ってるけど、
I think it's important to remember that most people aren't as fucked up or as cold as those worst examples that tend to leave an impression on us. And,
yeah.
you know, not being able to let go of that kind of resentment or any kind of resentment is really unhealthy and can culminate into really taking some bad actions. I mean, some yeah. of the worst atrocities are caused by people who were not able to process that sort of resentment.
いや、yeah. でもなんか今起きてることってさ、そのなんだろう、例えば付き合った彼氏3人連続に浮気されたとして、男なんてみんな浮気してるってその子は思うわけじゃん。でそうやって言ってる人に対して、mm-hmm. みんなって言うなしねみたいなかさ、でもそれってその子にから取ったらそうだし、それは男性もそうで、女なんてみんな金目当てだって、じゃ金目当ての女の子5人連続で付き合った人がそう言ってるとして、
うん、
なんかそんなか女嫌い、なんかミサージネスみたいに呼ぶのは簡単なんだけど、その人からするとその少ないサンプル数だけど、その人にとってはそれが全てだから、なんかそこをすごい、うん、その言葉だけ拾ってそこで喧嘩しても何にもならないし、なんか溝が深まっちゃってるよなとかは思ってる。
Do you think that your, I don't know, how you feel towards society will continue to change as you get older? You know how like some old people become like really grumpy? And kind of like, yeah. Like I don't understand how that happens, but it's a stereotype of not all old people are like this. You know, before all the old people get on Twitter and get mad, which isn't going to yeah. happen anyways, but.
I think now, yeah, it's always changing, right? So now that I have a son, like, I really want this sense of community, which I've never wanted before. だから、なんか別に友達もいっぱいいるし、なんかそういう知らない人と出会う必要もないし、その地域のつながりとかも別にどうでもいいして思ってたけど、やっぱり子供が生まれて自分だけ、なんて言うんだろうな、その他のお母さんたちとも話したいし、っていうのが広がって、なんかその辺のおばあちゃん、昨日も公園で全然知らないおばあちゃんとずっと喋ってたんだけど、そういうなんかそのおばあちゃんがまあ話してたら、旦那さんも亡くなって子供たちも孫ももう大学生だし、こう趣味でいろんな公園に行って俳句を書いてるみたいな、まあそのおばあちゃんから話しかけてきたんだけどね最初は。でそういうなんかなんだろう、誰かと話したそうな人がいたら話したいなって思うし、なんて言うんだろうね。
It's pandemic, so that's dead.
まあそうだね、それもあるけど。
No chance.
でもなんかそういう、まあそれもあるのかもね。パンデミックだったから、こう知らない人と話す機会が、例えばそれこそウェイターとか、ウェイトレスとか。でもその機会がないわけじゃん、ほとんど。
Just use your phone. So everything is just use your phone.You
know, yeah. just,
oh, you can order it on the screen, you know?
Yeah. だからもしかしたら自分が無意識にそういう、なんか他人との対話、顔を見て会話することを求めちゃってるのかもしれないけど、子育て意外と関係ないのかもしれないけど。
I think that's why a lot of families are in churches and
yeah.
I mean, it's just a huge, it's a huge difference for families. And I mean, you see that some religious families have much less difficulty in having 4 or 5 children, you know, because they, it's everything's, not everything, but a lot of the support is sort of built in. And if everyone has the same worldview, then, you know, and they believe it to the core, you know, then you can trust them to babysit your children. But in our sort of like random society or a random city, it's like, how do you vet someone to even like do that? It's, you know, like, what do you believe? You know, what are your core beliefs?
そう、マイケルにずっと言ってたけど、子供が生まれて初めてそれを理解したというか、その教会に通ってそこでコミュニティを作る人たちの気持ち まあなんだろう、家族が仮にいなかったとしても、サポートしてくれる親戚とかもいなかったとしても、そのコミュニティさえあれば誰かが助けてくれる、誰かが話を聞いてくれるとか、それってやっぱりすごい大事だよね。
I thinkReligious communities generally have stronger family values and they care about the experience of children more.
Mm.
And, you know, they're not going to point out the carbon footprint of your child. You know, they're not going to, the priorities are so clear.
Yeah.
In those institutions.
ね、だから自分は、まあ、マイケルもそうだと思うけど、幼少期の経験でこう宗教、organized religion っていうものに対して、うん、まあ、ネガティブな印象を持ってしまったんだけど、まあ、もちろん、
yeah, like、
そういう意味も
Pope's pedo ring. It's like synonymous.
Yeah. そうなんだから、まあキリスト教の話をして、まあ、この間もすごいこう、まあ、キリスト教についてもっとちゃんと分かってほしいみたいなメッセージをくれた人がいて、いや全然それは分かるし、そのだけどこれなんだろう、自分の経験っていうのがあるじゃんみんな、
うん、
だから残念ながら私の幼少期から青春時代のキリスト教徒のエンカウンターがすごく悪かったっていうだけの話というか、うん、その宗教自体がどうっていうよりかは自分の体験がいいものではなかったし、自分の人生の中で出会った最も不寛容な人たち
、うん、
の一部はシスターみたいな人たちだったからまあ良いロールモデルにはならなかったっていうだけの話なんだよね。
うん、
それ結構 unfortunate だよね。
I have positive and negative. You know, I spent time with multiple religions because my school was religious also,、
mm.
but it was a different religion than my family's religion.
Right.
But I don't know. I have a lot of respect for religion and religious people. And I used... I don't know. How should I say this? I used to have disdain, or I used to look down on religious people for some period of time after leaving the church.
Hmm.
After leaving... not. Becoming irreligious, I should say. But, you know, atheism is such unbelievably thin soup. And there's just no consensus on anything. And that's, you know, an atheist will say, well, that's the whole point, you know. But you can't just be untethered. Just, like, what matters? How do you know what matters? You know, it's just sort of... I don't know, madness, in a sense.
Yeah, I like being agnostic.
At least, I mean, you have to wonder, right? You can't just rule out God and then say that you're
yeah,
done.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
yeah.
Atheists aren't done. We have a lot of work to do. If you're atheist, you know, you're sort of in this limbo position. You know, there needs to be all the people that are... see the religious people and think that they're what they're doing is confused need to, you know, agree that this undertaking is just started figuring out what the hell is going on. But I don't know.
Yeah,
there seems to be a greater, it just seems to be like, okay, religion's bullshit. Now we can just go all in on consumerism or all in on some sort of like techno, like tech oriented, you know, maybe it's an AI god future or whatever it is, this sort of this transhumanist. I mean, the future is exciting, but that's not central to the mystery.
Well, that's also like, まあその人がそうなった理由が多分どっかにあるんだよね。
Right. So, you know, we all need to understand exactly why we are the people that we are today.
Yeah.
Get over our our baggage. You know, there's so many things that we say over the course of our lives that you say something that's so cringe or you'll do something that's so cringe and it just like weigh you down for like years. It's like, I can't believe that one time I said that really embarrassing thing, you know, to your dentist or to whoever.
Yeah.
You know.
まあ、そう、うちらなんて録音されちゃってるからね。
Yeah.
次。
Doomed. Observations from the Hubble Space Telescope have revealed new insights about the asteroid 16 Psyche, including an estimate of its composition that could make it worth 10 quintillion U.S. dollars. For comparison, the world's GWP is only about 142 trillion dollars. The Hubble Space Telescope measured the ultraviolet reflectivity of the asteroid's surface as it rotated and found that it best matches the spectrum of pure iron. It is believed that 16 Psyche is the remnant core of a protoplanet, making it one of the most unique objects in our solar system. It is 226 kilometers across and 370 million kilometers from Earth, located between Mars and Jupiter in the asteroid belt. NASA is working with Arizona State University and JPL to launch the Psyche probe in 2022, which will arrive at the asteroid in 2026 and perform an in-depth analysis. The paper was published in Planetary Science Journal earlier this week by researchers at the Southwest Research Institute in Texas.
ハッブル宇宙望遠鏡の観測で小惑星16プシケに存在する金属に1000強ドルの価値がある可能性があることなど新しい情報が明らかになりました。1000強ドルは巨額すぎて想像しにくいですが、比較までに人類全体の世界総生産額は約142兆ドルです。ハッブル宇宙望遠鏡は小惑星が回転する際の地表の紫外線反射率を測定し、それが純鉄のスペクトルと一致することを発見しました。16プシケは原始惑星の残骸の中核であり、私たちの太陽系の中で最もユニークな天体の一つであると考えられています。大きさは幅 226km で、地球から3億7000万キロ離れた火星と木星の間の小惑星帯に位置しています。 NASA アリゾナ州立大学 JPL はプシケ探査機を2022年に打ち上げ、2026年にはプシケに到着させた後、詳細な分析を行う予定です。この論文は今週初めにテキサスのサウスウェスト研究所のチームによってプラネタリーサイエンスジャーナルに掲載されました。
Yep.
1000強ドル。強ってあの京都の京ね。だから超の次。
うん。
だけどちょっと額が大きすぎてもうわけがわからないけど。
I tried to track down that number, like who came up with that number and like...
Yeah.
And I just read article after article after article after article after article listing that number and nobody says where it came from.
Huh.
And I did my own... Yeah?
Wait, the number came from the paper?
The 10 quintillion did not come from the paper as far as I could tell.
Oh, so なの? Huh.
Well, they're just, that number is coming from, if you take, what's the size of this? 226 kilometers across, and you calculate, I'm assuming, the area, or the volume of a sphere, and then you assume that that's all iron, and then you look up the price of iron on the market, and you should end up with that number.
Okay.
But I did my own version of the calculation, assuming that iron is $83 a ton and the asteroid weighs 47 million tons. And assuming iron is 7.8 grams per cubic centimeter, and I got like $4 trillion. So my valuation of the asteroid is way lower than what the media is saying. I don't know if I did it right either. I could have made a mistake too. I just did it this morning. So, and I was like, wait, that seems way too low.
So your condition is like this whole thing is pure iron, right?
I just assumed if it's iron,
and like it's the this whole big, thing, right? Yeah. So っか.
I don't know. They probably did it better than me. It seems high to me. So I don't have that much confidence in my arithmetic on this one.
10 quintillion US dollars sound too high for you?
It sounds too
high for everybody, no?
So if we brought that asteroid to Earth.
Yeah. Poverty ends?
No, it wouldn't fix things the way you can't just you're not bringing 10 quintillion in value to Earth. If you increase the supply, the price will come down and the quantity demanded at the lower price will be much, much higher. And we'll start making everything out of steel, basically. Mm. I mean, we need nickel too. But there's a limit to how much and how quickly we can use it.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, someone's going to get paid to just store it. You remember when oil futures went negative?
Right.
Because of the pandemic.
No one's trying to bring this down here, right?
Oh, yeah, they are.
They are?
Well, how much do you think it would cost to go get it?
I don't know.
Or to start mining it. I think, you know, it would be between, like, I don't know, 15 and, like, $60 billion or something.
Yeah.
To mine it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's way less than its value. But it's very difficult to figure out, you know, what price you'd actually be able to sell it at once you're bringing it back to Earth. And
the space iron.
Yeah, the space iron. There's probably nickel in there too, which is good, because you'd want that also.
Hmm.
That'd be much more valuable if it was, you know, nickel and iron than if it was just iron. Not because nickel's more valuable, but because nobody needs that much iron. It's just like nobody needed that much oil, you know, when oil futures went negative.
Mm.
And if people were able to find uses for it and they were able to process it quickly, then maybe it would bring a lot of value. But mostly the iron we have on Earth is cheaper, I think. Or
I guess this is what we're going to be doing. I mean, humans are going to be doing, right? その
mining asteroids?
Yeah, like paperclip maximizer 的な感じで、その外に行って、とにかく資源を取ってくるとか、まあ他の惑星で資源を使い果たしてまた探しに行くとか、そういう。
I think it makes sense.
Because that's like, how do we prevent it? I mean, how...
Why should we prevent it?
Well, I was the other day I was thinking about like the moon and the, I don't know, Mars and Jupiter or something like that. Maybe not Jupiter, but... なんか、あの、先週だっけ?その、ムーンのさ、あの、プロトコルみたいなの作ったじゃん。でもこの他の惑星に降り立って何かをマインしだしたりとかしてとか、まあ水がありました、じゃあ水使いましょうとか言ってさ、だそこの資源をサステナブルな方法で使うかって思っちゃった日があったんだよね。なんか地球でもそれできてないから、 他の惑星行ってもなんかなし崩し的に、あ、これやってるとあんま良くないけど、まあでもやるしかないしなみたいな感じで。
Yeah,
同じことを しちゃいそうっていうか、それをやらない、うん、そう、だからそれをやらない未来がむしろ見えないから、そうなるんだろうなってこの間勝手に一人で思った。
We have to. The water on the moon thing is like.That's just free money.
でしょ?
I mean, that's just like finding a massive pile of gold.
Yeah.
That really changes. I mean, if you can refuel at the moon, and you have fuel depots there operating, then
right.
it makes it so much easier to go anywhere.
Yeah. だからまあテクノロジーが発達しすぎてその資源をそんなに使わなくてもいいみたいな方法が見つからない限りとか見つかるまでの間はもうむしろ枯渇させる方向で方向に向かって突き進むしかないっていうか今まさにそれをやってるし地球で
well, there's a mission going there andI don't think it's a sample return mission, unlike OSIRIS-REx, which just collected a sample and will be coming back.
Hmm.
That seems to have been a success. But it's the same concept as OSIRIS-REx, more or less.
Hmm.
It's a little bit far away, but it's...
A little bit.
They may use it from Mars, you know, so...Martians mm. may actually mine it because it's much closer mm, to Martians than it is to us. You know, diamonds are controlled as the supply of diamonds is totally controlled, right?
Yeah.
And there's tons of diamonds, but, you know, there's some guy, Scrooge McDuck, just has all the diamonds.
Right.
I guess De Beers.
Yeah.
To be more specific.
Yeah.
And, You know, if they just put all the diamonds on the market, then the prices would crash, right?
Yeah.
And then overall, their reserves would be devalued. Mm. So this is what's been the case with the oil industry, is that they have these massive reserves, and these huge corporations are just totally house of cards levered against their reserves.In other words, they can take on all these debt, essentially, but it's not because they're so levered against, like, oh, we have all these fossil fuels stored underground and they're secure, they're ours, and here's the price of oil, and therefore the reserve is worth this much, right? So if someone brought mined asteroid iron to Earth, iron reserves would immediately be devalued.
Right.
The only way this works with like oil is that they have these, you know, cartels where they artificially manage the price of these commodities, you know.
And that's happening with iron too?
I don't think that's happening with iron
okay.
right now. There's massive...I mean, I don't know. it could be. It's certainly happening with oil and, you know, with diamonds and certain other things. But
right.
I'm not aware of an iron cartel that controls. you know, China makes the most iron by far.
Hmm.
By far. It's not even close. And they make a lot of steel, too. Japan actually is...one of the world's greatest steel producers. Japan makes the best steel and they make the most best steel. As in terms of total export, Japan is second to China in terms of steel.
You know?
So we better hope they don't bring the asteroid because Japan will be in a bad situation.
or
Japan should start getting the iron ore because it's,
そうだ、誰が取りに行くかだもんね、最初に。
Yeah, it'll probably be... I don't know who's gonna go. I mean, Bezos seems like he might go for it. You know? but he didn't have enough. He had to go get the, rock.
He was too busy building that clock.
Can you imagine if he got it before his divorce and he lost half the asteroid
half
to,
of
his,
the iron?
To his ex-wife? What would that be? Man. 5 quintillion U.S. dollars?
Oh.
SpaceX is inviting early users to participate in public beta testing of its new Starlink technology, which hopes to provide low-latency satellite internet to nearly anywhere on Earth. Currently, about 47% of the world's population does not have internet access. The beta program is called the Better Than Nothing Beta and costs $99 per month. This is in addition to the receiver, which costs $499. An email sent out to the early test users stated the following: expect to see data speeds vary from 50 megabits per second to 150 megabits per second, and latency from 20 milliseconds to 40 milliseconds over the next several months as we enhance the Starlink system. There will also be brief periods of no connectivity at all. On Saturday, SpaceX successfully launched and deployed the 14th batch of Starlink satellites, bringing the current network total to 844 satellites. SpaceX expects to have latency down to as low as 16 milliseconds by next year.
世界の人口の約 47% がインターネットにアクセスできていない現状を改善するため、 SpaceX は地球上のほぼ全ての場所に遅延の少ない衛星インターネットを提供するスターリンク計画を進めており、新しい技術のパブリックベータテストに参加する初期ユーザーの募集を開始しました。今回のベータプログラムは Better Than Nothing Beta、 ないよりはマシなベータ版と名付けられ、月額99ドルで受信機自体は499ドルです。初期のテストユーザーが受け取ったメールでは、今後数ヶ月間、スターリンクシステムを強化する過程の中で、データ速度が50メガセックから150メガセックの間で変動したり、遅延が20ミリ秒から40ミリ秒の間で変化したりすることが予想されます。また、短期間接続が全くできなくなる状況も発生する予定です。先週土曜日、スペース X は14回目となるスターリンク衛星のバッチの打ち上げと展開に成功し、現在合計で844衛星になりました。スペース X は来年には遅延を16ミリ秒まで下げられると予測しています。
Yep.
あれ、全部で何個打ち上げる予定なんだっけ？なんかすごい数じゃなかったっけ
？At least 12,000.
そうだよね。
Yeah, that's a lot of satellites.
なんか、うん、2万近かったような気がした。
They're launching more satellites than everyone else has ever launched combined.
これなんかアマゾンもやってるよね。
Trying to. There are three or four companies that are trying to do the same thing.
だよね。だからもう一体何機の衛星が最終的に飛ぶことになるのか知らないけど、大丈夫なのかね、そのデブリ問題とか、その衝突したときどうなるかっていう。
Oh, they're small satellites and they burn up in orbit and they stay in a very low orbit compared to other objects. So it's unlikely for them to, you know, contribute to the Kessler syndrome or something.
あれも前言われてたじゃん、その、なんだっけ、これが打ち上げの時だけだっけ、そうそうそうそう、眩しくて見えないっていうのをこう天体物理学者の人たちとかがなんか怒ってた気がしたんだけど。
Some of the early prototypes were very shiny and made them extremely visible, certain times of day, like when the sun's going down or in the morning. But they've modified them so they're far less visible. I don't know how, you know, if they've successfully, you know, remediated that issue or not, but it seems like it has gotten much better. So a lot of satellites, like Iridium flares are unbelievably bright. And that's the entire Iridium network is like that. And those things are, I mean, it's like brighter than Venus. It's those things are far brighter than than these ones. So they started operating this in the northern United States, mostly in Washington State, and they've connected. They used it for the emergency responders that were fighting the fires in Washington, and they've also provided this to Native American indigenous people. Specifically, I saw the...
Besides this, aside from this beta test thing, ってこと? その...
Yeah, separately. They installed it in on the Native American reservation for the Ho tribe, H-O-H, in Washington State. Because they didn't have internet, so they weren't able to... The kids weren't able to study remotely.
ああ、なるほどね。そっか。
Yeah, so there are a lot of use cases for this kind of technology. And obviously, those use cases are more prevalent outside the United States.
Yeah. Wait, so for the... 何? 最初の何だったんだっけ? Rescue people or whatever?
The first responders, the firefighters.
The first responders? Ah, firefighters. それは、だから、そこの自治体が払ってるってこと?
Well, SpaceX provided it, I think. At,
for free?
At no cost.
Huh, そうなんだ.
I believe so. And same for the reservation.
I see.
Well, they've had major problems with because of the pandemic. You know, people need to have a better internet connection. Or a internet connection in many cases where they haven't previously. So I think that's very positive. And that there's, you know, literally billions of people that are disconnected from us, disconnected from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is a more prevalent issue in developing countries and in low-income communities. It's a very common problem for tribal communities in the United States to have crap internet or have no internet. And a lot of places in the U.S. just have really bad or don't have internet. I mean, they're just like towns. You go there, you know, I was in Page in Arizona and I was trying to upload an episode. And the episode is, the file's not that big. I don't know. It's like 50 megabytes or something. But I could not, I mean, I was in a Denny's for over an hour. I went to all these hotels. I drove around all of Page. I just went to every, like, you know, Walmart, everything. I could not, I could not upload it. It was crazy.
So I guess that's good. I like the name a lot.
Starlink?
No, better than nothing.
Oh.
Better than nothing はもうずっと自分のモットーだもん。人生の。Yeah.
It resonates with you.
Yeah, totally. 何かをやるたびにこう、それを別に極めることができなくても、It's better than nothing って思ってやってるから。あんまりなんか一個のことを何年も極めたいタイプじゃないからいろんなことをちょびちょびやりたくて、たまになんかでも なんか一個極めた方がいいみたいな何ナレティブっていうかなんかあるじゃん、社会のでもいや別にそういうわけじゃないよなっていうのを思ってるから自分は Better than nothing、
I like
right?
it I like it
じゃないな言語とかもそうだけど本当にちょっとしか分かんなくても、It is better than nothing.
It's a weird, I don't know. It's a weird phrase. You know, it's like half glass, half wait, glass half empty. What am I trying to say?
Yeah.
Glass half full.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of. I mean, it's not quite the same thing, but you know.
そうそう、ポジティブな捉え方。
Yeah. Why do you think people around the world don't have internet? It's like 47%, you know? It's billions of people.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't even have addresses, so, you know.
Yeah, but not having an address, and which is worse? Not having an IP address or not having an address?
Well, both. I mean, depending on the situation, right? If, I don't know.
You know, this thing is months away from making a huge difference, I think. You know, it could be 6 months, it could be a year, but this will be an absolutely world-changing revolution.
So how long is it supposed to take until they launch all of them? All of the, like, close to Nimanko?
So they're at about 1/12, right?
Okay. Ah, 長い道のりだね。
But
量がすごすぎて。
They didn't start doing it. It wasn't that long ago that they started doing this. And yeah. if they're able to use the Starship, they will be able to launch not 60 or 62. They will be able to launch hundreds at a time. Wow. And it will be, the network will be complete, you know, very soon. Hmm. That sort of depends on Starship. Starship has also been going extremely well.
Hmm.
It's slated for a 15-kilometer hop probably next week. The spaceship is like, I mean, it's not done, but it looks done. It is looking done. I mean, I'm obsessed with the Starship. I think it's just so fascinating to me. And so next week it's going to go up 15 kilometers and then come back down, probably do a little bit of a skydive maneuver or something, maybe not. And then they will do orbital probably early next year. And then it'll probably be delivering Starlinks like end of next year or the year after. And that will complete it, the network, very quickly. I mean, right now they're launching at least 60 satellites every 2 weeks. There's a launch. And the last launch is the first launch I've missed since SpaceX started. But yeah, they've had over 100. I think that was the 100th successful launch by SpaceX.
ヘッドライン見たときに、あの、ニューラリンクかと思ったのね、なんかパッと自分の頭の中で。で、え、
Everyone gets a Neuralink?
Yeah, like public beta test.
Elon Musk is like,
どういう意味
Oprah now?
どういう意味
You get a Neuralink. Neuralink.
Here, just stick it in your head.
And,
と思って、え、最初ちょっとびっくりした。
If you can pay $500 and have a high speed, low latency internet connection,anywhere on Earth, you can do this in any African village, you can do this anywhere in Southeast Asia, you can do it anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
This will eventually work on moving vehicles also. So you can attach it to a car, you can attach it to a boat, a plane. In the future, I will definitely have one of these bolted to my trunk of my car, and just have crisp, you know, I forgot one of the most important things that this will do is provide competition to all the internet service providers in the world. No matter where you are, if you are an ISP, you can't hide. You are now going to be competing with SpaceX. You can't provide shit service anymore, Comcast or whoever. Right, and people hate these companies.
Yeah,
and they hate these companies. And my only experience with like Comcast was like I was in Hawaii and I was trying to use the internet at my friend's house, and they had some problem with like this box thing, and I was staying at the place, so I was helping resolve this. It was a disaster. I mean, it's the worst. So. Everyone will, I mean, not everyone, but a lot of people will switch to Starlink just out of spite, right? They just hate.
まあ、あとね、だから旅行行くときとかは絶対そういう方がいいもんね。その共通の。
I don't know if you can take this antenna with you traveling, like pack it in your... Do you
あ、そっかそっか。You need the receiver.
You need the receiver.
How big is that? Is it huge?
It's like a large pizza.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
And apparently you can set it up in like 5 minutes. You just plug it in to the wall and then you aim it at the sky anywhere. And then it works. But yeah, you would have, I don't know if it folds up or anything, but but if I was traveling, I'd want to have that, you know. But then you don't want to. It's not portable enough that it's like you can wear it on your head or something. You know? Yeah. Like, you just have this dish coming out of your backpack.
But if you're
living off grid, or if you want to live in nature, or if you're staying at an Airbnb or something that's like, you know, in the wilderness, or if you're staying, you know, at a national park or something.
Yeah.
Or you're just staying in another country for several months, it would totally make sense to just put the Starlink in a suitcase and take it with you.
Right. Or if SpaceX start installing these receivers everywhere, right? Like restaurants and...
That's so many receivers. If you think about, like, if you just went somewhere randomly, like a restaurant, and they had a receiver, you know, if you just go somewhere randomly in Cambodia and they have a receiver, you know, that would mean that SpaceX has sold just hundreds of millions of those.
I guess, you know? That doesn't really make sense.
I don't know how fast they can make these little dishes, but I want one.
Yeah.
I don't need it right now, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It skips a lot of infrastructure cost for a lot of countries. So
right.
The main reason why a lot of countries don't have good internet is because they have to lay down physical fiber optic cable.
Hmm.
And that's very, you know, cost prohibitive. So
yeah.
It's kind of like how solar power can skip the grid, or, you know, people just go straight to cell phones. Instead of, you know, and use like a 4G network instead, right?
Mm.
So,
sorry, that was my ping pong.
Oh.
これ言っとかないとたまにさ、
is that Bezos? Is it Bezos?
たまにあの聞いてる人が、
he showed up with some asteroid.
Iron. たまに聞いてる人が自分の家かと思ってさ、あれってなっちゃうみたいだから。うちです、今のピンポンは。
The election is soon.
Oh, yeah. 何 ?3 日とかだっけ?あれ?何日?
Yeah.
あれだよね。日本は祝日じゃなかったっけ?確か。いや、文化の日だ。
文化の日。
Oh, wow. It's less than a week now.
Yeah. No,
me, I'm not nervous.
The next time we talk about this, it will be that universe. It'll be a different world.
Yeah.
We will be in post-election.
自分はね、ナーバスじゃないけど、やっぱり夫のお父さんとかはやっぱすごいストレス感じてるから、それはちょっと心配。やっぱり怒る要素がたくさんあるじゃん、毎日あのニュースを見ちゃってると。だからそこでこうがっかりしちゃうとかわいそうだなっていう気持ちはある。
Well, it's a bad setup psychologically for people that are vehemently opposed to Trump, because if Trump wins, it will be this, you know, the polls said, you know, Biden was basically locked in and, you know, there's no chance.
まあでも前回も一緒だからね、それは。またかみたいな感じだと思う。
Yeah, but isn't that even worse?
でもなんだろう、もう前回の。
I think people will be upset if Trump wins, no?
Oh yeah, for sure. But 前回のことがあるから、なんだろう。そういうびっくりはあんまりないというか、あ、また同じことか。あ、ポールはやっぱ信用できないなってなるだけだけど、からそういう衝撃はちょっとはクッションがあるかもしれないけど、ただまあ、 今これだけ人が死んでる中でまたトランプかみたいな、そのそういう意味でのがっかり度っていうのはすごい大きくなっちゃうと話を聞いてて思うから、その精神面でちょっと家族は心配。あと私は、あの何、夫の弟、自分の義理の弟はアメリカでメディアで働いてて、やっぱりトランプのラリーとかにも行かないといけないし、そうすると当然マスクしてない人がわんさかもう集まって、もう3密の状態でいて、その人たちにインタビューとかをしないといけないから、その感染リスクというか、あの、まあ、彼が言ってたのは彼は心配だからマスクした上にそのガードみたいなのもつけて、飛沫をどうにか、相手の飛沫をガードしようと思って、まあ、そこ歩いてると、あの、oh, look at that clown みたいな感じでこうマスクしてない人たちからバカにされるっていうようなことも言ってたし、
Because of the face shield?
Yeah、だからこうなんだろうね、
I don't think the face shield works, if I'm being honest.
でも何もないよりはいいでしょ。やっぱそのマスクしてない人たちの集団の中に、いや、それこそ better than
nothing。マスクしろよ。
そのマスクしてない人たちの中に入っていかなきゃいけないってなったら、やっぱりね、心配だから。しかもそういう人たちってそこでマスクしてないだけじゃなくて、そこでマスクしてないってことは、つまり気をつけて生活してないってことじゃん。つまり感染してるリスクも高い可能性があるから、まあ、その中に入ってて取材するっていうのはやっぱり嫌だっていうか怖いよね。
うん。
大変だなと思ったけど。
Do you think the face shield works?
So he said he wore a mask and then he wore that over it.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's fine. Like, but you know, I'm seeing like on TV, all the like famous or like important people don't wear the mask. They wear like a face shield.
Yeah.
And sometimes politicians are wearing the face shield. And it's like, that is like, I don't know. How do people's brains work? How do they, why do they think that that works? Am I like, I just look at it for like half a second. I'm like, that's not going to work. Obviously.
Yeah. You actually...Better than nothing なんじゃない。だからその上がね、結構空いてることがあるから、
It's nothing. It's like mask の代わりに they're doing face shield, right? Like in a lot of these situations.
You're talking about like the half thing, right? Not like
oh, don't even get me started on that mini shield.
Oh my god.
It's just a. It's a. I've just lost respect for everybody.Stop. It's ridiculous. I'm not going to wear a mask if people are going to wear face shields. Give me a break. We can't pretend that that works. It's...
まあ、あんまり見ないけどね、その実生活ではみんな普通の。あとでも自分が気づいたのは、あの、みんながも自分より全然ファンシーなマスクをしてる。なんか、
yeah.
あの、自分はあんまり外に出ないから、あの、何、外に出ないし人にも会わないし公園ぐらいしか行かないからさ、こうなんていうの、もともと売ってた、もともとみんながしてた旧石器時代のマスクしてるわけよ、白いさ。でも今みんなさ、
アベノマスクじゃなくて、
じゃなくてなんかみんな今こうユニクロみたいな、わかんないけど布みたいなさ、布じゃないんだけど、あれ何、
Yeah, that like cool smoothIs it the foamish one?
そうそうそう。で、真ん中に折り目ついてる系の。みんなああいうのしてるから、久しぶりにちょっと友達に会った時に、自分だけ旧石器時代のマスクしてた。
But the new ones, I have one of those.
Okay.
The foamish one.
あれ、何でできてんの?
Some sort of poly something. You know, it's like a wetsuit material almost.But those don't form to your face as well as the medical, the surgical mask.
You with know, a wire?
The stylish ones, it kind of just like hangs off my face here.
もしかしてさ、でもそれあれ関係ある?その日本 で買ってるからじゃなくて、その鼻が低い用だからとかじゃなくて、あのサングラスとかもそうじゃん、海外で買うのと日本で買うのとちょっと高さが違ったりするじゃん。
That might be part of it. I think、yeah. that's part of it. It doesn't actually fit like my if I talk, my chin comes out and it comes up on my nose, or if I pull it up on my nose, my wait, something like that.
鼻がちょっと高すぎる。
I don't know what's going on.
そっか。But, huh.
Interesting. But I don't think those are quite as safe. You know, so if I, so when I went to see Tenet, for example, I switched to my surgical mask、
okay.
before I went in there because I want、okay. the, you know, I don't want to wear the N95. Can you wear the N95 now? Is that acceptable socially, or do you just seem like a...Like,
crazy person.
you're robbing the supplies of medical people or something. You know?
I don't know.
There's a lot of outrage about that, but what's acceptable now?
でもそっか、だからさっきマイケル言いかけてたけど、来週収録する頃には次の大統領が、あれもうわかる？いつわかるの？3日に選挙があって、いつわかるの？結果って。
No one knows. Some people are like, oh, we should get the United Nations involved and all this craziness. Like,
okay.
Both sides have plans for if they lose, like、right. contingency plans. And one side is going to lose, and then they're going to engage their contingency plan. And we're going to、yeah. be stuck with, you know,
the
contingency plan thing. So it's not going to be like this, you know, it's not going to be clear or、yeah. like, yeah, because there's going to be, you know, appeals of the process. It might have to go to the Supreme、yeah. Court. You know, they might call up the UN.
どうせ絶対そこは中国対ロシアみたいな話になるわけじゃん。
Yeah, like, there's going to be, like, it depends、oh. which way it goes, but it's going to be like, you know, China bought all this influence and did something, or、Russia, you know, influenced the election, or, you know, Biden colluded with Xi, or Trump、yeah. colluded with, there's going to be impeachments, like flying you know, left and right. It's just going to be the whole...gamut will be available for endless depressing consumption of everyone that has.
Oh man, America, かわいそう本当にもう。
Yeah, it's just going to be. I mean, I don't know the future. That's. I just don't think it's going to be a clean process. If it's very close, then you know it will go to the absentee ballots.
Yeah.
And because of the.Pandemic, a lot of the absentee ballots are significantly delayed because the postal systems of other countries are not, you know, you could have the U.S. Postal Service could be working fine, but it's being shipped from, you know, some other country where that citizen's living. And those could be either invalidated because they're not there on time or...They could extend the window for absentee ballots. I think that's actually unlikely,、but there would be a huge number of ballots that didn't get through because of,、
right.
of the pandemic.
それもまた材料になっちゃうからね。
That's another, you know, basis for more appeals. And
yeah,
it,
yeah.
It's,
大変だね。
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but...
Yeah. もう一言として眺めるしかないけど。
But this is all part of the system...The system has checks and balances. The, you know, the blue and red mind viruses will just continue. And if any single party became very powerful, then you could have, you know, both parties are beholden to they're beholden to different aspects of the...system, you know, so like Congress could go one way and the,、
yeah.
you know, the different branches, you know, have this diversified alliance with the parties. And so neither party, so both parties hate the government, right? Republicans hate the government. Democrats hate the government. But both parties also need the government and sustain the government. And as long as we have some evenness between the parties, I think the system is working, even if, you know, it produces a result we don't like or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, we have a.
Hopefully it doesn't devolve into
one party
global chaos.
Here, so.
Can you imagine if it was global chaos, if like, if the internet was like gone next week and we couldn't upload this? Like if something really crazy happened, like.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's less than a week, so. 文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリ、Android、iPhone、Mac、iPad からチェックしてみてください。各エピソードごとに宿題を出す宿題プランと、英語解説エッセイとテキストが読み放題になる読み放題プランもあります。無料の単語リストもあるので使ってみてください。あとはなんだ、ツイッター、フェイスブック、インスタグラムやってるのでそちらもチェックお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
We have new line stamps.
あ、そうだ、 LINE ステッカー、スタンプもあるのでそちらも要チェック。
お願いします。
お願いします。バイ
バイ。